This is really a conversation from a practitioner's point of view about the issues that we face within academic institutions. I believe quite firmly that websites are about content, and really our job is to get content and supply it to users, to customers, people using the websites. And I remember very clearly going into the pro director, as we call it, I think probably other institutions, pro vice chancellor, at the LSE, this is where I work. And he said, there's just not enough research information on the website. There's just not enough detail about the research we're doing in a research-led institution. We've got to sort it out. And I remember feeling so deflated after that meeting because I knew I was facing failure in this one. It's very, very difficult to acquire content within like an institution because other people own the content. And largely what I see my job about and the team's job about is getting that content out of the institution and bringing it to the surface and making it available for customers, users. I have to say we're slightly different from Warwick and many other institutions. We're very much a small institution, about 7,000 students at the LSE. We're quite centralised, although we do have departments that are very powerful. We don't have faculty. We don't have school level. So there aren't these power bases in between the central institution and the individual department. So I suspect, well, certainly given my experience at other institutions, there's a lot of collaboration, a lot of common ground and people working together. I'll try and make this work. A quick caveat here. I see one of the best sources for best practice for web professionals being the Office of Government Commerce. It's probably the nearest source in terms of sector and industry to HE and web that we have when you look at all the other sources of best practice which are largely commercially orientated. So when I use the word customer, I do put it in inverted commas in some ways. But just a caveat here that screens and slides and text that I've labelled blue has been taken from the Successful Delivery Toolkit. I had a chat with them. They asked me to put this up to make sure it was made obvious. Everything else is copyright LSE. Just a very quick overview. Customer focus, customer chains, partnerships, whose web is it anyway? Web services reference, about 29 slides altogether. I want you to just have a look at this text, which I've taken from the customer focus best practice guide that OGC provide. And just to reflect on it for a moment. Okay, to put you out of the misery, for those of you who don't want to read through that, I'm going to step through it bit by bit, because it's important. Customer focus is the public sector. It's about refocusing services around the needs of the citizen as a consumer or customer of public services, rather than the problems of those who provide the services. And really the key points are, who are our real customers? What do our customers need, want? What services should we deliver? And what resources, more importantly, do we have to make those services available? It's all very well starting with good ideas and setting up new services and content and websites, but then comes the pain of having to deliver those long term when the customers are satisfied with them. It signifies an organisational culture that aims to address the needs, expectations and behaviours of the public that adjust every aspect of the organisation to align with customer values. So what changes need to be made in the team, in the organisation, to realise and deliver value to the customer being primarily the user of the website. And this includes the entire delivery chain, policy making, business processes, everything that goes to support that delivery of content to the customer. And the key issues here are monitoring, review, measurement, and feedback. Now, the customer focus best practice guide that's available on the OGC, I encourage you all to go away and have a look at this. I'm going to provide the references at the end. It's a very well-written guide, very, very useful. And it provides very simple models like this, which, I mean, the term model here is like a model you would have in architecture or what have you. It's just a concept and idea just thrown up. And the term model is often used. I've used the word recently and people got confused. But nobody's saying it should follow this strictly, but it gives you a good way to conceptualize the work you're doing when you're dealing with users and people knocking your door and you've got the phone ringing and life's difficult as it is when you're dealing with web issues. But all those points that we've gone through now are presented quite succinctly in this model. You assess who the customers are, you identify their needs, you identify the services, and you look what you can do realistically with the resources you have available. You pull this together into identifying what changes you've got to make to the website, because it's still going to be there tomorrow. You're going to have to change it the day after and continue changing it henceforth. And then finally, we need to constantly review that, monitor it, check it, revisit it, revise it, and so on and so forth.